This is program number LW2732. Well, it's every man for himself these days. It's incredible. Hi, this is Larry West. It's estimated, for example, that in the food stamp fraud game, thieves will get away with at least $1 billion this year. In Las Vegas, undercover agents swapped $60,000 in food stamps for two cars, two diamond rings, a stash of cocaine, a motorcycle, equity in a house, and promises of favors by two prostitutes. Counterfeiters find food stamps easier to copy and pass than currency. Now it's an $11.3 billion program, and $1 billion of it, it's estimated, will be lost to frauds. That's nearing the 10% mark. It's every man for himself. Here's another symptom. In Boston, a yellow light is considered by many drivers to mean speed up to beat the change to red. Turning right on a red light without stopping is now so common in California that it's called the California stop. In New York City, disregard for traffic laws has reached a point where many parents are now walking their children to school. In other words, people across the country are flagrantly not just ignoring, but are rebelling against traffic laws. I used to drive my own little girl to the bus stop every day, and she and I would have the practice of watching cars drive up to a stop sign on the corner. And we would notice day after day that cars would never stop. We were yet to see the first car stop. In fact, a deputy sheriff still lives just down the street from that stop sign, and I work not far from it myself, and I have yet to this day to see him in his sheriff's car, department insignia on the side and all. I've yet to see him stop at the stop sign. It's every man for himself. See you in court. The flood of suits rises by the day, and targets range from companies and colleges to Congress and criminals. Many are, of course, legitimate causes, but the shame is the increasing sham. Not long ago, parents of a 9-year-old Indiana girl filed a suit because they found no prize in the girl's Cracker Jacks box. It's every man for himself. The National Coalition to Prevent Shoplifting, a nonprofit organization based in Atlanta, figures that for every $100 retailers take in, they lose nearly $7 to pilferers. The National Retail Merchants Association estimates that shoplifters cause 30% of its members' losses, while employee theft accounts for about 40%. It's every man for himself. There are symptoms everywhere, of all kinds, of all flavors. James Kilpatrick, writing in the Nation's Business magazine about the FBI's data on violent crime, asks, what has gone wrong? Why have our people turned from the simple commandment, thou shalt not steal? Why? I'll tell you why. When you take away God consciousness from the minds of our citizens, and you replace it with the idea of the survival of the fittest, then of course it's going to be every man for himself. You see, with God at the heart and core of people's lives, they're motivated to be kind, to be good, to be gentle, to be honest, to look out for the other guy in spite of the personal cost. But when God consciousness is removed and no one feels responsible to anyone for his own actions, then it's the law of the jungle. It's every man for himself. And the result? Everybody dies. The only way there's going to be survival for the fit and the unfit is for us to put back God in his rightful place, back where he belongs, and that's in control of everything we do. There is a God. He is alive. In him we must live. In only him will we survive. It's time a coronation take place in this country of ours. It's time we put God back on his throne. It's time we take out those coins in our pockets and read them a little closer. They say, in God we trust. It'll always be true. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course. It's called For God So Loved You, It's Free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.